And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 11th of November, 2009. It's the birthday of Carlos Fuentes, the Mexican novelist born in Panama City, 1928. His father was a diplomat, and the boy moved all over the place, Brazil, the United States, Argentina, Chile, but every summer he spent in Mexico with his grandmothers, both of them storytellers. He said they were the storehouse of these great tales of migrants, revolution, highway robberies, bandits, love affairs, ways of dressing, eating. They had the whole storehouse of the past in their heads and their hearts. So this was, for me, very fascinating, this relationship with my two grannies, the two authors of my books, really. Carlos Fuentes, author of The Old Gringo, The Campaign, The Death of Artemio Cruz, Terra Nostra. His most recent book is Happy Families, which was translated into English last year, who said, "Don't classify me, read me. I'm a writer, not a genre." It's the birthday of Dostoevsky, Fyodor Dostoevsky, born Moscow, 1821, one of seven children, father, an alcoholic, a rough man, sent the boy off to military school. He trained to be an army engineer and then decided to become a writer instead. His first novel, entitled Poor Folk, was a big success, but his next novel was a failure. He fell in with a group of socialists and then was arrested, spent months in prison, was sentenced to death, but his sentence was commuted, spent 8 years in Siberia, and came back with a new commitment to literature and a new set of religious ideas, and went on to write his great classics, Notes from Underground, Crime and Punishment, The Idiot, and The Brothers Karamazov in 1880. Dostoevsky, who said, "There is no subject so old that something new cannot be said about it." It's the birthday of Kurt Vonnegut, born Indianapolis, 1922, who struggled for many years as a writer until his book Cat's Cradle in 1963, which got some good reviews. And then in 1969, he had a bestseller with Slaughterhouse-Five and suddenly was a famous novelist. And it's the birthday of Abigail Adams, born in Weymouth, Massachusetts in 1744, the wife of John Adams, who traveled extensively as a diplomat, and the letters between the two of them tell us a good deal about American life in the late 18th century. Here's a poem for today by Lawrence Robb, entitled The Hero's Luck. When something bad happens, we play it back in our minds, looking for a place to step in and change things. "We should go outside right now," you might have said. Or, "Let's not drive anywhere today." The sea rises, the mountain collapses, a car swerves toward the crowd you've just led your family into. We all look for reasons. Luck isn't the word you want to hear. What happened had to. Or it didn't. Maybe the exceptional man can change direction in midair, thread the needle's eye, and come out whole. But even the hero who stands up to chance has to feel how far the world will bend until it breaks him. He can see that day, the unappeasable ocean, the cascades of stone. A crowd gathers around his body. He sees that too. Someone is saying, "His luck just ran out. It happens to us all." The Hero's Luck, a poem by Lawrence Robb from The History of Forgetting, published by Penguin Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, creators of the Chicago Poetry Tour, a virtual tour of the history of modern poetry featuring archival recordings, photographs, and music. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.